An analysis by the state finds no health impacts from coal ash and dust from the downtown Fairbanks Aurora Energy Plant. Particulates from the facility drift onto properties in the surrounding neighborhood. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The recently produced draft report considers health impacts from small concentrations of dioxins, heavy metals, and hydrocarbons found in soil, water, air, and surface samples collected over 2 years on properties at and around the Aurora Energy coal-fired power plant. State Environmental Health Program Manager Ali Hamadi says the toxins fall short of concern thresholds.
Either did not exceed federal standards or did not exceed our health screening levels that are set by federal agencies.
Hamadi says samples from two private properties did show elevated lead levels.
But it turns out that these residents do not have children living there, and the amounts of lead in the soil are not a concern for the adults.
Hamadi says it's unclear if the lead is from the Aurora Energy Plant, but urges anyone concerned about lead exposure to contact the state for testing. The health impact analysis and environmental sampling it's based on were carried out in response to a citizen petition from Teresa DeLima. DeLima's parents lived across from the Aurora Energy Plant and suffered numerous illnesses that led to their deaths. DeLima blames exposure to coal ash and dust, and she's not satisfied with the state health impact analysis.
I mean, I just feel like they're just trying to pacify me and get me to stop talking about it.
DeLima says coal ash and dust continue to drift onto her parents' property.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, the amount of black stuff that's blanketing that house and other properties it's astounding.
DeLima says she's exploring an independent analysis and legal recourse. The state's Hamadi acknowledges that the environmental sampling was fairly limited in scope, but the state's finding of no health impacts is a relief to Aurora Energy President Bucky Wright.
That's what we believed would be the case, and it appears that it is the case, and so we're pleased that we've been able to, I guess, validate what we thought all along and have an independent group from the state government agree with that.
Wright says the company is committed to running a cleaner operation and has two projects aimed at reducing the escape of coal dust and ash.
We'll blend the ash better before it comes out of the plant to go into the trucks that take it away from the plant so that it's not as likely to create dust. We're also going to be enclosing some areas that would be, I guess, more likely to present dust to the air so that if dust were to escape, it'll be in a controlled environment rather than out into the atmosphere and into the area around the plant.
Wright says Aurora is also moving toward having all the trucks used to move coal ash from the plant enclosed to minimize any escape during transport. Coal ash is considered inert by the state and is widely used for subsurface fill. The Environmental Protection Agency is considering regulations for coal ash disposal following several large spills in the lower 48. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.